The Gallo-Roman pottery kilns. At the time of the Gallo-Romans, there were ceramics workshops in Luxeuil-les-Bains, Luxovium. From as far back as 1 AD, the town attracted many people who came to take the waters, as well as crowds of pilgrims. And this led to the growth of a craft, and more particularly, a pottery industry. Why were the pottery workshops established in Luxovium? Thanks to the natural resources to be found in the surrounding area. Firstly, there was the ferruginous clay needed to manufacture sigillae. Then the abundance of good quality water, and finally plenty of wood to fuel the kilns. Just as they do today, visitors of yesteryear liked to take home a souvenir of their stay in Luxeuil. They found all sorts because a huge variety of objects were made here, ordinary, everyday pottery. Ceramics with a fine inner surface finish and the height of luxury tableware known as sigillae. Dyed bright red, it is decorated with scenes from mythology or from everyday life. Sigillae ceramics made in Luxeuil were sold throughout the Franche-Comté and even further afield. In the 19th century, two ceramics workshops were discovered in basements in Luxeuil. One, a few dozen metres or so from today's thermal centre, the other at the top of Chatigny Hill. Between 1978 and 1988, the GRAAL, the Luxeuil Archaeological Research Group, uncovered 10 pottery kilns on the Chatigny site. These Gallo-Roman kilns, built with sandstone rubble and assembled with clay, had an underground pipe that diffused heat by natural draft towards a chamber under the flagstone called a hearth. Flues, in other words, holes in the flagstones, enabled hot gases to rise in the chamber full of carefully stacked tableware to be fired. Kiln B, used for sigillae ceramics, has an exterior diameter of 3.10 metres and is the best preserved of the kilns. This one here is the only one of its kind in France. 50 or so vertical tubulars encircled the hearth, ensuring a better distribution of heat and preventing the smoke from blackening the pottery. This particular kiln baked the tableware at temperatures in excess of 950 degrees Celsius. In 1988, the 9 Gallo-Roman kilns became listed historic monuments and are a valuable part of Luxeuil-les-Bains archaeological heritage. The Musée de la Tour des Échevins is also well worth a visit and has displays of the ceramics found by the GRAAL. You have probably realized by now, a journey back into the past here is all very pottery focused.